Shir number 59. So the Chavis Alvavis in Berek Dalet, Shar Bitachin, is continuing, and he's explaining that just like the last few Shiurim, he explained and reviewed a person's view towards earning a living, Parnasa, and relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he continues now and says, "V'cheinu gam b'negea labrius v'acheli." That's really what we're talking about here, is the first area that a person's practical bitachin comes to play, which is things that are relevant in this world, which benefit a person's body. So he says the same thing is true that when it comes to health and sickness, shal adam libtayach bazel abayre. First of all, a person has to rely on Hashem. And together with it, so a person has to take care, has to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but at the same time, he has to make sure to take care of himself. He has to be concerned for his own health through natural methods. And he has an obligation to heal his sicknesses in the ways of refuah that are nehugim ba'ilam, that are accepted practice in the world. K'mo yishetzivoi ha'bori yisbarach, like Hashem commanded, v'rapa yirape, that a person must be healed. Ach, mibli livteach alem tzayim atzman. But just as we explained by Arichus, when it comes to parnasa, the same thing is with health. A person cannot put his reliance, on these practices, on the doctors, on the refuas, kilu shehem garmim es habriyos es hamachlo, as if they are the ones who actually bring about the health or the sickness. And he can't think that the doctor or the medicine is what actually is helping or damaging. Person has to have amuna, that these things that he's doing only work. And if a person relies on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will heal him if he wants. Ima yidei amtzai, HaKashem could do it through something. Ayafilu b'li amtzai. K'may shenemar, yishlach devarei v'yirpaim. HaKashem could send out his word, and that will heal a person. And it's possible that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will cure a person through sometimes something that actually is a mazik, that seems to cause damage. That Elisha HaNavi, Melachim Beis, Perek Beis, Psukim Yutes, Tuchav Beis, came to a place. They said that the water was very bad, and he used salt, and salt cured the water. Water's nature is to ruin the water. He sweetened bitter water through bitter wood. What eitz did Hashem tell him to put in? A bitter one. Yishayanovi cured Chizkiyo HaMelech, who had shkin, with something that usually damages skin. Figs, put it on, smear it on them, and you'll be healed. Uchvar yadua l'cha keitza nenash osa HaMelech kishabotach ala roifim levad v'libotach ala likim. It says that Asa got sick, and it says there, "V'gam b'cholya le'darish to Hashem kim b'roifim." And even when he was sick, he didn't seek out HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He only looked for the doctors. He was not b'teach al HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'nemar oyed ki hu yachiv v'yechvosh yimchatz v'yodov tirpana. So we see clearly from the Chavis Halavavas that, first of all, a person has to have ishtadlus. A person has to make ishtadlus when it comes to improve a person's health situation. And number two, the second thing he's pointing out here is that Hashem sometimes sends the cure in a paradoxical manner to make it clear to us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the show. Because when when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends the Yeshua in a completely different way than a person expected, you see it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not limited in any way. So, we have to know, and Rav Rubenstein points this out, that there's a famous Ramban that's brought down the Madrekas HaAdam, which seems to argue with the Chayvus HaLevavos. The Ramban says, Rapi, Rapi, Mikan Shenitin Rishus L'Roifei L'Rapois, that a doctor has permission to heal. Says the Ramban that even though one is permitted to seek medical attention, but Ma L'Roifei B'Veis Eved Hashem, what are doctors doing in the house of the Eved Hashem? So the Ramban says permission, you have permission to see a doctor. However, an Eved Hashem will not have to go. However, we, and he writes there, Rav Rubenstein said in the Shir, my dear Talmidim, don't you dare follow this, because we don't pask in this way, and a person has to make sure to get medical care. And he says, all our Gedolim and Tzadikim go to doctors, there's no Gadol alive that will tell you to follow the Ramban. The only time maybe the Ramban's opinion is relevant is if there's no doctor available, or if the doctor gives up hope, then a person can rely fully on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If one wants to know bigger, Rav Matasio Solomon in his Sefer on Chayvus HaLevavos has an essay on this. And Rav Dessler, Michtam Elio, Chelek Gimel, he explains also there's really no machlaikas, the Ramban and the Chayvus HaLevavos. The Ramban is talking about a person who reaches the spitz level of bitachin, and he's on a level where he doesn't need to do ishtalus for anything at all. So that person, even the Chayvus HaLevavos talked about that in the last parak. They have a person, could they be on a level, tzaddik, that he doesn't need ishtadlis. So that person is the Ramban's level. But everybody else, we have to follow the Chayvus HaLevavos, that a person has to make a ishtadlis. And no one should think that the Ramban's etza is for our times, for a person to say, I'm not going to see a doctor. Avad, a person has to make a ishtadlis. Has to make a ishtadlus in contemporary medicine. If a person wants to see what Rev Rubenstein writes about alternative medicine, you can look in the Sefer here in Essay 50 to talk about alternative medicine. That's a question for Gedolim of when a person is allowed to go to alternative and not deal with normal medicine. Is that called the proper hishtadlus or not? But Avada, everybody agrees that a person has to do at least something. A person has to make a hishtadlus of a rapi rafe to seek out medical health. And you can't just rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, if Hashem wants me to be healed, I'll be healed. Like everything else in this world, a person has to be vayteach b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But at the same time, to realize that even what you're doing in your hishtadlus is only hishtadlus going through the motions, but really it's all up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why there's a special tefillah one says when they take medicine, Yiratzon sheyehei esek zel li l'refuah, that this thing that I'm doing should be refuah, ki roifei chinam ata, because you are a roifei chinam HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A special tefillah that puts things into perspective for a person when he's taking a medicine or doing any type of refuah, if he's able to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes, I am doing it because this is the ishtadlus that I have to make. However, I know that it's not the refuah itself. It's not the refuah. The lashon of the Mishnah Berurah is that when a person says this tefillah, you put your bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you put your bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and ask Him that through this refuah that you're doing should be the emtzai to bring about the person's health, and in that way a person is doing his ishtadlus, but at the same time demonstrating his bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu.